Hawley, and federal district court's ability to issue nationwide injunctions. By Jeff Poor on March 25, 2025. Monday, on FNC's The Ingram Angle, Senator Josh Hawley, RMO, called on his colleagues on Capitol Hill to institute a moratorium on lower federal court judges' ability to issue nationwide injunctions. We went through three cases today, various cases. One a Maryland district judge, one a D.C. district judge and another Democrat appointee on the transgender issue in the military, host Laura Ingram said. But this is a well-funded effort, and it's met with some success on key administration policies. So my question to you is, I understand you have legislation in the works that could address some of the issues that are plaguing this administration coming out of what are activist courts on an activist agenda. Absolutely, Hawley replied. The key thing to do here, Laura, is to end the ability of these district courts to abuse their judicial authority by issuing the so-called nationwide injunctions. Laura, I don't think they have that authority. Properly speaking, under the Constitution Article 3, what they're doing is they're purporting these judges. They're purporting to go out and to bind parties and individuals who aren't before them. They're purporting to bind people who aren't in their district. We only have one Supreme Court that can bind the whole nation. He continued, district courts aren't supposed to be able to do it. And yet, President Trump has been subject already to 15 separate so-called nationwide injunctions. In his first term, Laura, there were 64. We have never seen anything like this in American history. It's incredibly abusive, and Congress ought to end it. And we can't end it by just saying no nationwide injunctions by these district courts. Follow Jeff Poor on X at Jeff_Poor.